Blog Talk Radio.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Praise the mighty Yah, for Yahweh is righteous, Yahweh is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom, I am Ore Naphtali, here with you once again, bringing you nothing but the truth. It's truly a great honor and pleasure to be able to stand before you this evening to indulge in this great sacrifice, even the sacrifice of the knowledge of Elohim. And I just want to praise the mighty Yah for giving me this great blessing and this opportunity to praise him, to magnify his words, by his law, and make it honorable for people. Indeed, there is nothing greater on this earth than the word of Yahweh. And the word of Yahweh is carried by his spirit. These are two of one and the same. Yahweh's word and Yahweh's spirit. There's nothing greater for us to access. There's nothing greater to achieve. To be able to have and possess, to know and understand Yahweh's word and his spirit. So praise the mighty Yahweh for this great opportunity for all of us. Hallelujah. I'm going to start off reading in the book of Psalms, the 50th chapter, just to show you there's nothing we could be doing at this hour that's greater than what we're doing right now, indulging in the knowledge of Yah. For if you know anything about Yahweh, Yahweh said that this is his pleasure. When he see his servants indulging in his words. Because he knows when we indulge in his word, we will get to know him. We will get to understand him. And we will begin to understand our purpose and out his plan, his vision that he has for us as he has blessed us with life to live upon this earth. And so it's nothing better to be able to understand your purpose and to fulfill it according to the Creator, our Yah. In the book of Psalms, the 50th chapter, and of course we're still dealing with the series of Renew Your Youth by renewing your health through the blessing and through the righteousness and through the words of Yah. In Psalms 50, verse 22, and I will start up just a couple verses before 22. It says, thou givest thy mouth to evil, and thy tongue frameth deceit. And yes, our mouth is one of the most evil things that we have on our whole soul. Your hands, your feet, your mouth. 9 times out of 10 is doing more evil than everything. Thy mouth, thou givest your mouth to evil, your tongue frameth deceit. Thou sittest and speakest against thy brother. Thou slanderest thy own mother's son. These things hast thou done, and I kept silence. Thou thoughtest that I was altogether such, and one as yourself. You thought I was this arrogant person. You thought I was a person that liked to sit around because I'm holy and righteous indeed. And since I'm holy and righteous, that I just like to sit around and talk about the wicked and how wicked they are and how dirty they are, how ugly they are, and just how bad they're doing. That's not the conversation, and that's not the way of the Almighty. For Yahweh said he doesn't have pleasure in the death of the wicked. So you know Yahweh don't have pleasure sitting around scorning the wicked. He's sitting around to his angels, thinking to himself, when is these wicked people going to get it? When are they going to forsake their ways, forsake their thoughts, and turn from the evil of their doings? It says further, I will reprove thee and set them in order before thine eyes. Now consider this, ye that forget at all him, lest I tear you in pieces, and there be none to deliver. Whoso offereth praise glorifies me, and to him that orders his conversation aright will I show the salvation of Elohim. And this is what we're doing tonight, people. We're having a real beautiful conversation. And although it might be one-sided, and you might be making comments, and I just can't hear them, but this is indeed a good conversation that we're having. And when you have these good conversations, In other words, you have good talk about Yah and his praise and his words. He said, I will show you my salvation. And when Yahweh show you his salvation of salvation, he brings you in and show you salvation. And when you see salvation, the only thing you can do when you get into them doors is say, wow, my goodness, salvation is beautiful. It's the most beautiful thing. And yes, this is why we know. We teach every day, and we talk about Yah every day, because we know this is how Yahweh will open the doors of salvation and show you, so you can get to know salvation and how salvation looks. And that way, when salvation comes, you're not confused. And yes, Yah's salvation is not only near, but Yah's salvation is already here. He's been already pouring down from the heavens his divine intervention. Why do you think that we're teaching all the things that we're teaching? And if you pay close attention and you adopt these things that Yahweh is inspiring, you will find yourself on a path of getting closer to Psalms 103. This is about the salvation of Yah. And the salvation of Yah is what brings peace to the world. The salvation of Yah brings deliverance. It brings saving. It brings peace to the world, to your cities, to your homes, to your life. That's all salvation does. The book of Psalms 103, start at verse 1. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless Yahweh, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. Who forgives all your iniquities, who healeth all your diseases. Not one disease is too hard for Yah. Who redeems your life from destruction, who crowneth thee with loving kindness and tender mercies, who satisfies your mouth with good things, so that thy youth is renewed like the eagles. And so you've destroyed yourself. Your iniquity has destroyed you. You're pining away in your iniquity. And now you have a crown of destruction upon your head. Your days is numbered. You can't move about. You can't go about. The quality of your life is hanging in the balance. But Yahweh said, listen, I will feed your mouth good things that your youth is renewed, and now you can soar like an eagle. You can just go now. And once before, you couldn't barely get out the couch or barely get out the bed. But no, this is how the salvation of Yahweh looks. When you turn unto Yah and you allow Yahweh to feed you. But if you've been listening and been learning and taking note, Yahweh is not just going to feed your mouth with food. Although, yes, he's going to feed your mouth with food as well. Very good food that's going to renew your youth. But you can't just deal with the physical food. You have to allow the Almighty to feed your mouth with the very thing that he says in the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter. I have some very, very beautiful testimonies stored up for you this evening, so you can see the power of Yahweh's salvation and how you can tap into this power. In the book of Deuteronomy, the 8th chapter, Yahweh says in the 2nd verse, and thou shalt remember all the way which Yahweh thy Elohim led thee these 40 years in the wilderness, to humble you, to prove you,
to know what was in thine heart, whether thou wouldst keep my commandments or no. And at the end of the day, this is what you must know about yourself. Are you going to keep Yah's commandments or no? Are you going to follow the counsel of Yah or no? Are you going to follow the leadership of Yah or no? Because Yah is our leader. He's our shepherd. He's our king. We have to follow his order. We have to follow his command. We have to follow his lead. We have to hearken unto his counsel. And anytime you hearken unto Yah's counsel, all you're doing, you're hearkening to his word. You allow his word to dictate your steps. You allow his word to manifest whatever your life is going to play out to be. The word of Yah is determining it. The word of Yah is painting that whole picture. And all you're doing, you're the brush, and Yah's word is making it all happen. Are you going to keep Yah's commandment or no? He humbled thee, suffered thee to hunger, and fed thee with manna, which thou knewest not, neither did thy fathers know, that he might make thee know that man does not live by bread only. It's impossible. You can't live by bread only. And if you think that bread is your source and way to live, well, we will begin on this same track that every generation has been going on. Failing. Failing this generation. This generation is failing. The next generation will fail until we come to the know that you can't live by bread only, but by every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of Yah does man live. Praise the mighty Yah. Yes, you must digest this word. You must eat this word every single day. And it's a blessing that Yahweh brings his word every day, where you can just digest it by listening. You can just get that role in your system and somebody just feeding you, and you don't even have to feed yourself. All you got to do is sit there and take the time to allow Yahweh to spoil you and to feed you. Look what it says in the book of Isaiah, the 58th chapter. And yes, these are scriptures that you might be familiar with, but hopefully they can resonate with your heart a little different this evening, a little different tonight. For Yahweh is really trying to drive the point home to us that we have. He said, I am Yah, your Elohim. I am Yah, your power. You are not like all other nations on this earth. And anybody that will attach themselves and cleave themselves unto Yahweh, you're not like everybody else on this earth. Because Yahweh is now your power. So you don't have to trust in the things that everybody trusts in. You don't have to go the path and the route that everybody goes. All you have to do is cleave yourself unto Yah, follow his command, follow his lead, hearken to his counsel, and Yahweh got you covered. Isaiah, the 58th chapter. Look what it says. Starting at verse 2. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways, as a nation that did righteousness and forsook not the ordinance of their Elohim. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They take delight in approaching to Elohim. And then they say, wherefore have we fasted, say they, and thou seest not? Wherefore have we afflicted our soul, and thou takest no knowledge? Well, Yahweh says, well, behold, in the day of your fast ye find pleasure, and exact all your labors. And see, fasting is undoubtedly the way to get Yahweh to answer you. But the thing is that we don't know how to fast. Our fast is wrong. Our fast is not only wrong, but it's driven by wrong reasons. Behold, you fast for strife and debate, and to smite with the fist of wickedness. Ye shall not fast as ye do this day, to make your voice to be heard on high. You want your voice to be heard on high? You want your prayers to be answered from the heavens? And you want Yahweh to hear you all the way from the heavens? You want Yahweh to save you from your troubles? You want Yahweh to bless your household, bless your children? Really? Do you want to be heard on high? Well, you must fast, but you have to learn how to fast. And you have to learn how to fast for the right reasons. Is it such a fast that I've chosen? A day for a man to afflict his soul? Is it to bow down his head as a bulrush and to spread sackcloth and ashes under him? Will thou call this a fast and an acceptable day to Yah? Well, Yahweh has shown us that there's a greater fast. This is a fast, but there's a greater fast. It says, is not this the fast that I've chosen? To lose the bands of wickedness. That's the fast. And fast, it means to cut out, to X it, to cut something off, cut it out. It also means to cover your mouth. Now, you can cover your mouth and you can refrain for things coming into your mouth, or you can cover your mouth with what Yahweh said should be in your mouth anyway. And that's the word of the Almighty. Cover your mouth with Yah's word. Look what it says. Lose the bands of wickedness. I want you to start cutting out this wickedness. And not just wickedness, bands of wickedness. We don't realize that we have wickedness banded, attached to us from generations of old. The sins and iniquities of our fathers is still banded upon us. And Yahweh wants somebody to break the mold, wants somebody to break these bands. But the only way you're going to be able to break the bands, you got to know what the bands are. What iniquity did our fathers pass down to us? And once you get the knowledge, it's like knowing that you're sick. I'm sick, but I need to know, what is my sickness? What is it that's upon me that's ailing me? And I'm going to show you tonight some of these bands of wickedness that's upon us, even from our fathers. To undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Now watch this. Go with me to Psalms, the 78th chapter. And we'll start reading at the 10th verse. They kept not the covenant of Elohim, and refused to walk in his law, and forgot his works and his wonders that he had showed them. Marvelous things did he in the sight of their fathers, in the land of Egypt, in the field of Zoan. He divided the sea and caused them to pass through, and he made the waters to stand as a heap. In the daytime also he led them with a cloud, and all the night with a light of fire. He clave the rocks in the wilderness, and gave them drink as out of the great depths. He brought streams also out of the rock, and caused waters to run down like rivers. And they sinned yet more against him by provoking the Most High in the wilderness. This is the iniquity right here. And we still provoking Yah to this day. They tempted Elohim in their heart by asking meat for their lust. They asked for meat for their lust. They provoked Yah to anger. They tempted him. It says, yeah, they spake against Elohim. They said, can't Elohim furnish a table in the wilderness? Behold, he smote the rock that the waters gushed out and the streams overflowed. Can he give bread also? Can he provide flesh for his people? And so all they worried about is bread and flesh All they worried about is the physical food, but they weren't worried about the spiritual food that they could have been nourishing themselves on. And if they would have been nourishing themselves on the spiritual food, talking and having good conversations, well, you done forgot about eating. Because the conversation has got so good, talking about how good Yahweh is and the great victory and the great power that he done shown on our behalf, done took us about to Egypt by a mighty hand, stretched out arm, and he done chose us to be his people. Now he's taking us to our own land. This is what we should have been digesting. That should have been the furnishing of our table. But no, we worried about just a piece of bread and some meat. We just worried about eating. In other words, we just worried about the lust of our heart. That's it. And that's the iniquity. That's the band of wickedness through the words of Yah. He's telling you the fast that I want you to do. So your voice can be heard on high. I want you to start losing these bands of wickedness. And these bands of wickedness is the heavy burdens. That's the heavy burdens that you got to break yourself from. That is the yoke that you got yourself in bondage with. You got yourself in bondage and yoked and burdened by your iniquities. And it's weighing down on you. And it's causing you to pine away, and it's causing your children to be destroyed. And it's so heavy that it goes to the next generation. And this burden is so heavy, it even goes to the next generation. But what generation is there that's going to seek Yah and break these bands of wickedness, undo these heavy burdens, and let and break this yoke, and finally let the oppressed, the downtrodden, the one that's been down and can't prosper, can't get up, now we can let them go free. Living in this free spirit of Yah, living in the freedom of Yah's salvation, living in the freedom of Yahweh's righteousness, not the freedom of wickedness, and just going out here living in your lust and making the world a big old dirty playground. No, we're supposed to be rejoicing in this world in righteousness. And if you only worried about your lust, that is a sure, that's the greatest band of wickedness. For a man and a woman to live on this earth and to have a purpose to serve the Almighty, to have a purpose that's way greater beyond them. Our purpose is 1,000 times greater than ourselves. But we would throw the big old 1,000 times greater thing, we would throw it in the garbage just to fulfill a little lust that don't benefit nobody. It actually is destructive. And it's destroying you. It's destroying your children. It's destroying even the next generation to come. This lustful heart, this lustful spirit. Look what the Almighty said in the book of Yoel, the second chapter. So yes, this is why we train in ourselves to fast, because we have to learn how to break our lust. You live in your life, and your life is only about your desire. That's the ultimate band of wickedness. We servants of Yah, and we supposed to be choosing his desire. And that's why I know tonight and every night that we had an opportunity to indulge in his word is, it's a great thing. Praise God. This is the greatest thing. Because now we're furnishing our tables with the right food. Now we're sitting around the table eating the right food and having the right conversations. In the book of Yoel, the second chapter, look what it says. Starting at the 11th verse. And Yahweh shall utter his voice before his army, for his camp is very great, for he is strong that executeth his word. For the day of Yah is great and very terrible, and who can abide it? The only one that's going to be able to abide this very terrible day is the strong. And the strong is the ones that executes Yah's word. And ask yourself, what is it in Yah's word that you execute? What is it? Yahweh done shown you the only way to stand in the gap is if you look at Moses that did stand in the gap. The only way you can stand in the gap and save yourself, you look at Nineveh. You look at all these great patriarchs and what they did to call for Yahweh's salvation. Are you doing it? Are you standing in the gap? Are you executing these testimonies? Are you executing these words? Can Yahweh look at your rap sheet and say, look, this person actually did what Moses did because he's seen it in my word. This person did what the people in Nineveh did because it's in my word. He executed. This person did what Daniel did just to get my mercy. He seen it in the word and he executed it. And yes, you got to be strong to execute it. But look what it says further. Therefore also now says Yahweh, turn ye even to me with all your heart. And the reason why we can't turn to Yah with all our heart, because 99% of our heart is turned to lust. It's only thinking about bread and food and every other lustful thing that we want or desire. So you can't turn your heart to Yah. Turn even with all your heart with fasting. You think we calling this fast because it's something we want to do and like to do? We learn it to like it because we delight in approaching unto Elohim the right way. We delight in knowing Yahweh's ordinances for the right reasons. With fasting, with weeping, and with mourning. And rend your heart and not your garments. And this rend your heart, it means the same thing as fast. To cut out, refrain. And if you rend your heart like a rag and you squeeze it, Yahweh want all that nasty fat to come out. The fat of your lust that causes you to do all the time wasting that you do. Rend your heart and not your garments. And turn unto Yahweh your Elohim, for he is gracious. He's merciful, slow to anger, and of great kindness, and repenteth himself of the evil. Who knows if he will return and repent and leave a blessing behind him, even a meal offering and a drink offering unto Yah, your Elohim. And yes, bad times, Yahweh can turn it into a good time. It's bad for everybody else, but for some reason, it's going real good for you. And that's what Yahweh can do. He can turn a curse and leave a blessing instead of a curse. So while everybody's experiencing a pandemic, you can be experiencing prosperity. But you have to turn unto Yah. And you have to begin to learn how to diet of the righteous. Blow the trumpet in Zion. Sanctify fast. This is the way that you get on the path of righteousness because it's the only way to rend your heart. You have to begin to start fasting. And the only fast that Yah is going to accept is the one that's making your heart contrite and breaking your heart from all its lusts. Gather the people and sanctify the congregation. Assemble the elders and gather the children. This is not just for, this is for everybody. Everybody got to start fasting. You got to change your children. They got to start thinking different now. Instead of every time you put something healthy before them to eat, or you put the word of Yah before them to eat, and they saying they don't want it. They rather have the abomination. So we got to reprogram everything and everyone. Go with me to Daniel, the 9th chapter. This is all about your health. But too often we put emphasis on the physical food. And yes, Yahweh said, I will feed your mouth good things so that your youth is renewed But these good things, most of the good things, is not the real power is going to come by way of Yahweh's word. And when you can digest it, see, you don't digest it just by reading it. You have to be inspired by it, and you have to execute the word of Yah. Daniel, the 9th chapter, I'm going to start at verse 3. I set my face unto Yah Elohim to seek by prayer and supplication, fasting, sackcloth, and ashes. See, he's seeking Yah. And we all should be seeking Yahweh today. We're seeking Yah to have mercy upon us. We don't want the evil day of darkness to fall upon our heads. We don't want Yahweh to curse us unto death and we just go out in a bad way. We don't want to catch the COVID-19 disease. We don't want to catch the flu. We don't want to catch none of these viruses. We don't want to get in our cars and get on the highway and have a nasty accident where you killed yourself and the little ones in your car. We want Yahweh to protect us. So we're seeking Yah every day. We want Yahweh also to bless us. We want Yahweh to bless the works of our hands. And so you have to seek the Almighty for these things. But when you seek Yah, as this brother was seeking the Almighty, he knew, if I really want these things from Yah, I got to show Yah I really want it. And if you want it bad enough, you'll do the same things that this brother is doing. He fasted. And then it says further, I prayed unto Yah my Elohim. I made confession and said, O Yah, great and dreadful Elohim, keeping covenant and mercy to them that love him and to them that keep his commandments. We have sinned and have committed iniquity, have done wickedly and have rebelled, even by departing from thy precepts and from your judgments. Neither have we hearkened unto your servants, the prophets, which spake in your name, to our kings and our princes and our fathers, to all the people of the land. O Yah, righteousness belongs unto thee, but unto us confusion of face. As at this day, to the men of Yehuda, and to the inhabitants of Jerusalem, and to all Israel that are near and that are far off, throughout all the countries whither thou hast driven them, because of their trespass, that they have trespassed against thee. O Yah, to us belongs confusion of face, to our kings and our princes, to our fathers, because we have sinned. I'm going to skip down. It says in the 10th verse, neither have we obeyed the voice of Yah our Elohim to walk in his laws, which he said before us by his servants the prophets. All Israel transgress your law, even by departing. In the 14th verse, therefore has Yahweh watched upon the evil and brought it upon us. For Yahweh our Elohim is righteous in all his works which he doeth, for we obey not his voice. And yes, the evil will come upon you. We sit around and we think we're impervious to it, but until we begin to start making sacrifice, just know that evil is going to come to your doors. Now watch this. 15th verse, and now, O Yah, our Elohim, that has brought your people forth out of the land of Egypt with a mighty hand, has gotten thee renown, as at this day we have sinned, we have done wickedly. O Yah, according to all your righteousness, I beseech thee, I'm seeking you, Yah, let thy anger and your fury be turned away from thy city, Jerusalem, thy holy mountain, because for our sins and for the iniquities of our fathers, Jerusalem and thy people are become a reproach to all that are about us. And yes, we are a reproach to all that are about us. We've been a reproach for 400 years. And here it is in our last year, we still a reproach. And now they got this COVID-19 disease out, and now it's going through the airways, and it's coming to the knowledge that we are the sickly ones. And that's a reproach, another added reproach to our people. It says, now therefore, O our Elohim, hear the prayer of your servant, his supplication, and cause thy face to shine upon thy sanctuary, that is desolate. And yes, we seeking Yah. This is why we're fasting. We seeking Yah, trying to stand in the gap for our people. We seeking Yah that He might may bless the sanctuary that He has given us. And instead of us having a pandemic, maybe He can give us prosperity in these times. We hoping that Yahweh will bless the sanctuary during these times. That Yah's sanctuary can be for a safe haven to seek the Almighty for these things. And we know you can only seek Yah by humbling yourself. All the righteous patriarchs know this way of salvation. There is no other way to Yah but by the way of humility. And for time's sake, I want to get to some testimonies, but you want to look at this Daniel 9 to see how he pleaded for Yah to intervene to help the people. And he afflicted himself. And also, in the next chapter, Daniel, the 10th chapter, and this is the fast that we're doing right now, starting at the second verse, it says, in those days, I, Daniel, was mourning 3 full weeks. He was mourning. All he's saying is that I afflicted myself. I lowered myself. I humbled myself. I humiliated myself. I ate no pleasant bread. That's a hard thing to do for 3 weeks. Neither came flesh nor wine in my mouth. That's hard. Neither did I anoint myself at all till 3 whole weeks were fulfilled. And why did he do this? Because he was seeking something from Yah. I don't care what you're seeking from Yah. If you really want something from Yah, you better show Yahweh that you really want it. And the only way Yahweh going to see that you really want it is if you know how to rend your heart. You know how to break your heart. Let me show you this great testimony in 2 Chronicles, the 16th chapter. So, yes, we're going to allow Yahweh to feed our mouth good things. And the good things that Yah is going to feed your mouth, good bread, but first and foremost, the word of the Almighty. These are the two things that's going to allow you to flourish. And the more you come to an understanding, you're going to know that the bread is the least. The word of Yah is the most. Second Chronicles, let's start at verse. And at that time, Hananiah, the seer, came to Asa, king of Yehuda, and said unto him, because thou hast relied on the king of Syria, and not relied on Yah thy Elohim, therefore is the host of the king of Syria escaped out of thy hand. This is a testimony showing that, listen, since you didn't want to rely on Yah, and you wanted to rely on something else outside of Yah, now you're not prosperous. Your prosperity is weighing in the balance. Your prosperity is slipping away from you because you want to rely on something else other than Yah. And at the end of the day, I don't care what it is, sick, weak, down, rely on Yahweh for everything, because this is how you're going to have sure prosperity. It says, were not the Ethiopians and the Lubims a huge host with very many chariots and horsemen? Yet, because thou did rely on Yah, he delivered them into your hand. So you had prosperity. You won at the end of the day when you relied on Yah. But why you couldn't rely on Yah in this other situation? Why you couldn't keep that good thing going? Now watch the 9th verse and pay close attention. The eyes of Yahweh run to and fro throughout the whole earth to show himself strong in behalf of them whose heart is perfect towards him. This is why Yahweh said you rend your heart. Because then once you begin to rend it, then I know that heart is getting closer to being perfect. Herein, thou hast done foolishly. Therefore, from henceforth, thou shalt have wars. So, he didn't lean and rely on the Almighty. Now, watch a little further. It says, in the 12th verse, and Asa, the same king, in the 39th year of his reign, was diseased in his feet. And this is a king. Until his disease was exceeding great. Yet in his disease, he sought not Yah. He still didn't learn his lesson. When you rely on something else other than Yah, you're not going to have prosperity. You're not going to be successful. When I go eat my bread, I'm relying on Yah that Yahweh blessed that bread. When I go take them herbs, I'm relying on Yah that he blessed those herbs. I would never have in my mind, we should never have, you should never have in your mind that the herb is where the power is. The bread is where the life is. No, life and power is only one place, and that's Yah. It says, yet in his disease he sought not Yah, but to the physicians. And you don't think these physicians knew all remedies today? You don't think they knew about the herbs that can heal you today? And he went to them. But he didn't rely on Yah. And this is why you must know that we got to get on a whole nother level. This ain't about no herbs. This is a whole nother level. Our health and our wealth is a whole nother level. Look what it says in 2 Kings, the 20th chapter. And yes, Yahweh has created us. He told us to eat the herb yielding seed. And these herbs yielding seeds, you'll find that most of them, although they're pleasant and they taste good, they don't appeal to your lust. Since when an apple appeal to your lust? As good as an apple is. Since when some kale appeals to your lust? And when you got a lustful spirit on you, you're like, man, I don't want no daggone kale, no apple, no beans and rice. I don't want it. Look what it says in 2 Kings, the 20th chapter, the first verse. In those days was Hezekiah sick unto death. And the prophet Isaiah, son of Amos, came to him and said unto him, thus says Yah, set thine house in order, for thou shalt die and not live. You don't think he knew some physicians? You don't think he knew about herbs and some things that can make him well? Maybe we scratching our head and say, man, he should have had some silver. They should have known about silver during that time. Maybe Asa should have known to drink some silver water, some silver water. Maybe he should have got some burdock root and some dandy. They knew about all these things. But at the end of the day, Yahweh want to show you that these things only work by his blessing. You can't rely on these things and then think you're going to be able to put Yahweh to the side. That ain't how it works. Matter of fact, when you really tapped in how you need to be tapped in, you don't even need these things. You just wake up feeling better. Ain't eat nothing. Look what it says. Then he turned his face to the wall and prayed unto Yah, saying, I beseech thee, O Yah, remember now how I have walked before thee in truth and with a perfect heart. I haven't lived before you, Yah, with a lustful heart. I ain't been tapped into my lust every day. You know me, Yah. I fasted before you, Yah, for my lust. I put down meat and wine and all these lustful things, Yah. And have done that which is good in your sight. And Hezekiah wept sore. And it came to pass before Isaiah was gone out into the middle court that the word of Yah came to him saying, turn again and tell Hezekiah, the captain of my people. Thus says Yah, Elohim of David, thy father, I have heard your prayer. I have seen thy tears. Behold, I will heal thee. On the third day, thou shalt go up unto the house of Yah. See, I'm going to heal you. And long story short, they put a lump of fees on his boil, and the fees worked. But at the point that if he didn't seek Yah, it don't matter about no lump of fees. It don't matter about no silver solution or any poultice that you can whip up. His days was done. But through the blessing of Yah, that lump of feed, it was the word of Yah. He sent his word, and the word blessed him. Look what it says in 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. And some people say, well, I need to get me a lump of feed. Yeah, get you a lump of feed. But at the end of the day, if you ain't seeking Yah, care about no lump of feed or whatever you think you're trying to do, you're not going to have prosperity. Look what it says in 2 Kings, the 5th chapter. Now Naaman, captain of the host of the king of Syria, was a great man with his master, and honorable, because by him Yahweh had given deliverance unto Syria. This is a heathen general that serves up under the Syrian king. And Yahweh blessed him with prosperity to win, to be mighty. He was also a mighty man in valor, but he was a leper, which means he had leprosy. This is a disease. It's a sickness. Now, all my physicians and herbalists, tell me what kind of herbs that you got for this. The Syrians had gone out by companies and had brought away captive out of the land of Israel a little maid, and she waited on Naaman's wife. And she said unto her mistress, with Elohim, my master were with the prophet that is in Samaria, for he will recover him of his leprosy. You got to go to a prophet. And this prophet is not an herbalist. This prophet is just a man that carries the word of Yah. And it says, and one went in and told his master, saying, thus and thus says the maid that is on the land of Israel. And the king of Syria said, go. And I will send a letter unto the king of Israel. And he departed and took with him 10 talents of silver, 6,000 pieces of gold, and 10 changes of raiment. And he brought the letter to the king of Israel, saying, now, when this letter is coming to thee, behold, I have therewith sent Naaman, my servant, to thee, that thou mayest recover him of his leprosy. And it came to pass, when the king of Israel read the letter, then he rent his clothes and said, am I Elohim? To kill and to make alive? I don't know an herbalist in the world that can even heal this man. And he rent his clothes. He was afraid because he already knew that the power was already with this king and his army. And plus, you done sent this man Naaman too? We know Naaman. He's no mighty man. So, in other words, this is a setup. They about to kill us. Well, look what happens. This is, am I Elohim to kill and to make alive, that this man does send unto me to recover a man of his disease, his leprosy? Wherefore consider, I pray you, and see how he seeketh a quarrel against me. And it was so, when Elisha the man of Elohim had heard that the king of Israel had rent his clothes, that he sent to the king, saying, wherefore hast thou rent your clothes? Let him come now to me, and he shall know that there is a prophet in Israel. So Naaman came with his horses, with his chariots, and stood at the door of the house of Elisha. And Elisha sent a messenger unto him, saying, go and wash in Jordan 7 times, and thy flesh shall come again to thee, and thou shalt be clean. Yes. And do you think that, look, people with leprosy today, they can go jump in Jordan 7 times right now? They ain't going to be healed by no leprosy. The only reason why he was healed is because the word of Yah blessed the situation. And if he didn't hearken unto the word of Yah, he wouldn't have prospered. He wouldn't have been healed. But at the end of the story, all he had to do is just listen to thus says Yah, go by the command, go by the counsel, and hearken unto just the word of Yah. And now you healed. And that's how it works, people. But no, is this the healing of leprosy? No, it ain't. It was just the word of Yah. The river of Jordan is still existing in this world today, and we got a bunch of lepers, and y'all can go jump in it 7 times right now. But if the word of Yah has not sent you to do this, then you're wasting your time. And this is how we move, people. We go, our coming, and our going is by thus says Yah. And right now, Yahweh wants us to humble ourselves. Hallelujah. Let's finish this story out. For time, we got a little time. This is a beautiful story. It says, but Naaman was wroth and went away and said, behold, I thought he would surely come out to me and stand and call on the name of Yah, his Elohim, and strike his hand over the place and recover the leper. See, there's nothing too hard for Yah. He won't. Yahweh to do some miraculous thing, but no. This is very simple and easy for Yah. It says, are not Abana and Pepar, rivers of Damascus, better than all the waters of Israel? May I not wash in them and be clean? So he turned and went away in rage. And his servants came near and spake unto him and said, my father, if the prophet had bid thee to do some great thing, wouldst thou not have done it? How much rather then, when he says to thee, wash and be clean? Then went he down and dipped himself 7 times in Jordan, according to the saying of the man of Elohim. And his flesh came again like unto the flesh of a little child. And he was clean. Hallelujah. And so all my lepers today, my leper brothers and friends, you can be healed from your leprosy. All you have to do is begin to walk in the counsel and the word of the Almighty. Let's go to the book of Isaiah 56. And I bet you if you look up, just Google, what are some natural remedies to heal you from leprosy? It's going to be some kind of remedy. And 9.9 times out of 10, it don't work. But they're going to have a remedy for it. Sometimes you might get a cold, a flu, and you got some stuff that's supposed to wipe it out. And you taking that stuff for days. And it's beating you down. And you drinking teas, you taking herbs. And you're trying to figure out why this thing still lingering. Well, we put more emphasis on our herbs and relying on that instead of Yah. Not one time that we get sick and say, you know what, I got to get on my knees immediately and pray to Yah. It's time for me to fast. I got to start putting down my lusts immediately so Yahweh can hear me, so Yahweh can bless me. I got to rend my heart. But maybe Yahweh will turn this curse into a blessing. It says in the book of Isaiah 56, starting at verse 1, thus says Yah, keep ye judgment and do justice, for my salvation is near to come, my righteousness to be revealed. And like I told you at the beginning of the program, if you haven't been listening and learning, Yahweh's salvation is already here. His divine intervention is already here. He's magnifying his words. He's making it honorable. Blessed is the man that doeth this, and the son of man that layeth hold on it, that keeps the Sabbath from polluting, and keepeth his hands from doing any evil. And yes, for all those that don't want to keep the Sabbath because of pandemics or whatever reason you don't want to keep the Sabbath day, well, this is how you put yourself in a sick situation. This is how you put yourself in a very vulnerable to disease situation. But when you're blessed, this is what makes you almost impervious to all these diseases. It says in the third verse, neither let the son of the stranger that have joined himself to Yah speak, saying, Yah has utterly separated me from his people. Neither let the eunuch say, behold, I'm a dry tree. For thus says Yah unto the eunuchs that keeps my Sabbaths and choose the things that please me and take hold of my covenant. Even unto them will I give in my house and within my walls a place and a name better than of sons and daughters. I will give them an everlasting name that shall not be cut off. Also the sons of strangers that join themselves to Yah to serve him, to love the name of Yah, and to be his servant. Everyone that keepeth the Sabbath from polluting and taketh hold of my covenant, even them will I bring to my holy mountain and make them joyful in my house of prayer. Hallelujah. So yes, this is why we must put the food down, put the lust down. This is why the scripture says a man is given to appetite, might as well put a knife to. This is why we're trying to inspire the people that we must fast. And we're going to keep coming before you with another fast and another fast. We fasted 40 days and 40 nights. And people looked at us like we was crazy. But when we were done, they said, well, I'm glad they done. A waste of time. And then we came again and made them uncomfortable again. They doing it again? This is getting crazy now. Yes, again. And then at the end of that one, we implemented a whole nother fast. Staying away from leaven. Because this, when you begin to stay away from leaven, that's a whole nother part of your heart you didn't even know you can play. It's a whole nother kind of affliction. I can show you one scripture right quick. Go to the book of Ruth. Let me show you in the book of Ruth. About 11, find the exact chapter and verse. The second chapter, and what do it say? The 13 and 14 verse. Then she said, let me find favor in thy sight, my master, for that thou hast comforted me, and for that thou hast spoken friendly unto thy handmaiden. Though I be not like unto one of thy handmaids. I'm not like your people. I'm a different nation. I'm a different sister altogether, but you treat me like family. And Boaz said unto her, at mealtime, come here, eat some bread. And let's dip our morsels in some vinegar. And she sat beside the reapers, and he reached her parched corn, and she did eat, and was sufficed and left. And yes, this is what we do. And that vinegar just wasn't just no vinegar. That was some herbaceous vinegar, but vinegar is a lustful food. Just like your ketchup, that's a vinegar solution. It's a vinegar sauce. Your mustard, your ketchup, your ranch dressing, all these, you just dipping your stuff in vinegar. Now get some ketchup without vinegar. Get some mustard without vinegar. Get some ranch dressing without vinegar. Now the whole game has changed. Then you're going to say, where's the vinegar? Yeah, so once you put away that leaven, it's a whole nother ballgame. So, yes, I'm not going to keep you all late tonight. I just want to praise Yahweh once again for this opportunity to indulge in his great words. For Yahweh said that his word is literally our life. It's not a vain thing for us. It's our life and the length of our days. So I praise Yahweh for his inspiration. May Yahweh bless all those who's fasting and trying to afflict themselves before Yah, break their lust for these 21 days. And with that being said, I say hallelujah. Yah is righteous, Yah is holy, and let Yahweh be magnified. Shalom, shalom.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Yo, Yah come in the volume of the book. His word is light, so we got the killers shook. Wisdom was in the chief places from the beginning to enlighten the sons of men. But the fighting among twins ushered in sin, and brothers been beefing ever since. Yah come in the volume of the book by the truth and sell it not. So we got these robbers out here shook. Understanding is departing from evil. He flooded the earth once, and there'll be no sequel but the fire next time. That's why I'm the messenger refined in the fire of affliction, opening your eyes to the foolish ways and the devil's contradiction. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
I praise Yah, summer and winter season, and dismiss the statues with all body seasons. Yah, give me the reason to call them out, only misleading and treasons. A man's heart that was given to these beastless, no, we're not even back to seeking the heart of Yah. Seven is what he requires for the draw silver to be polished by fire. Constantly led by my Elohim, who visits messages through visions over dreams. Slaves that were formerly your king will one day rise and seek the purpose of their being. The filling this serene, the Israel is the prince who has power with Elohim and man. And no longer do we advance to realize the reaching of the stars upon the shoulder of a promotion coming by Yah, who can take it thus far. Give them how you die, not a lot to the Almighty Yah.
Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim. Let the judgment run down like the waters, and the righteousness flow as the streams. Let Yahweh's name be exalted in the high praises of my Elohim.
Singing to Allah, to my Yah, to my Yah.